This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The 10-day Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, largest of its kind in the world, wrapped up in South Dakota earlier this month with almost 15% more bikers having rolled through the small town in the Black Hills of South Dakota than did last year. Boom time for bikes, one might assume. But consider this. Americans have actually been buying fewer motorcycles since the recession. Bikes are in that discretionary income category, of course. And different problem, close to half of motorcycle riders are now north of 50 years old. So manufacturers like Harley-Davidson are trying to edge into that younger demographic. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
At Bartell's Harley-Davidson in the Southern California beach town of Marina del Rey, customers stroll around looking at cruisers, those motorcycles you ride with your feet out in front and your hands up high. Plenty of tattoos and leather jackets on this middle-aged set. Younger folks, not many around. Ron Bartels runs the place. He says sales were off the charts 10 years back. Now?
Definitely is less people buying motorcycles. Our future goal is to get more butts on seats.
According to the Motorcycle Industry Council, last year, U.S. customers rolled off with 371,403 new bikes, roughly half as many as a decade ago. At Harley, the latest quarterly earnings show U.S. sales were down more than 4% compared to the same period last year, almost 10% in Asia. Like other manufacturers, Harley's got an age problem, says Gleb Mitko, an analyst with the business research company The Fredonia Group.
A lot of the brands like Harley-Davidson are iconic, and you have to pay a premium for that. And for a lot of the younger riders, their stagnant wages and issues with student debt have made it harder to afford a motorcycle that often can cost more than $25,000.
To attract younger riders, bike makers have been offering slimmer, more streamlined models, which are cheaper. Young people tend to go after the hipper look, a Triumph, say, or the new Honda Rebel. That's one reason Harley's introduced what it's calling the Street line of bikes. They don't look like traditional Harleys. They're shorter and put riders lower to the ground. And on this one, you sit leaning forward, not with a straight back like a traditional cruiser. These bikes also don't sound much like Harleys. This is a stock Harley Sportster. Notice that classic growl, what riders call the potato-potato coming out of the exhaust. Now listen to the Street 750. That sound, it's not going to turn any heads as you ride by. It's a comfortable ride, though, and fits nicely with what younger people are buying. Bikes more suitable for commuting that cost less than $7,000. Harley also offers classes for first-time riders, using the Street Series to teach. John Sosby runs the training class at Bartels.
It's a little heavier than some of the training bikes you'll see on other sites, but it carries that weight very low. And it's actually easy to manage, and it gives them a more realistic feeling of what they may encounter when they do get that full-size Harley.
That's the goal. Get someone on a smaller bike and eventually sell them on a souped-up $25,000 cruiser. Brian Eastless is 24 and rode a motorcycle for the first time in class today. He says few of his contemporaries go after Harleys.
My younger friends actually have, you know, sports bikes, and I'm leaning more towards Harley just for the heritage and, you know, the old school vibe of it.
But he's also realistic about how much he can spend on his first bike. So if he sticks with the brand, he's looking at getting a used Harley. The company says it wants to attract 2 million new U.S. riders over the next 10 years. To do that, it's aiming to introduce 100 new motorcycle models, including an electric bike. Gleb Mitko at the Fredonia Group thinks electric is the future of motorcycles.
A lot of companies are investing heavily in research and development, and many of these are being widely used in Asia. So I foresee their use increasing in the U.S. over time as well.
Imagine that, an electric Harley. Well, if you can't get young people to hop on a decked-out cruiser for a weekend ride, maybe you can sell them on the idea of how great that selfie's going to look when they're revving up that electric motorbike. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.